Last night on the CBS Evening News, they have a correspondent there named Vladimir Dutia, or Dutia, or Dutia, whatever. He was reporting about how employers are using social media to screen potential recruits. Now, I don't know if a recruit is a job applicant. I assume that it is. The point of this little soundbite here is that employers are now using social media research to find out about the people who are applying for jobs and to learn about them and make decisions on whether or not to hire people based on social media research. That's what this report is about. It was on the CBS Evening News last night.
Stanford professor Michael Kaczynski uses a computer model to predict personality traits by analyzing what someone likes on Facebook.
The surprising thing is that when you combine you liking Lady Gaga, you liking some books, movies, and maybe comments made by your friends, then actually I can extract much more information from that.
Based on the 86,000 Facebook users who participated in the study, the model concluded people who like Shakespeare and 2001, A Space Odyssey, were more artistic. People who liked Ford Motor or Rush Limbaugh were more conventional. Liking boxing was a sign of being organized. People who liked vampires were more spontaneous.
Do you get this? Did I adequately set this up now that you've heard the bite? Do you know what this guy, this Stanford professor Michael Kaczynski, is selling a service of his, obviously, to American companies? And he's telling that he has research that they can buy from him, his service, and that he can filter every job applicant they have through his formulaic analysis of what people say they like on Facebook, and I guess Twitter. And from that, he can then tell the employer more information about the prospective employee than the employee will admit or own up to. So if you go apply for a job that this guy's hired by, this XYZ widget company hires Stanford professor Michael Kaczynski to analyze a series of applicants, he's going to find out what they like and don't like on Facebook, and he's going to run it through his own formula that he alone has set up, and then he's going to tell the employer, well, yeah, okay, candidate A here is X, Y, and Z because this candidate likes Lady Gaga. So it's another little warning here that all of this stuff that you put on Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media, all of this stuff about yourself that you just vomit, that you just announced to everybody, it's now going to be used either for or against you in ways you never even dreamed. Even down to whether or not you get hired. So the next time you're putting down likes, dislikes, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever on Facebook, you better think about it. You better think about what it means if you say you like, say, Jay-Z. No. If you don't like Jay-Z, what that might tell a future employer if this guy is hired to analyze applicants that include you. No, I didn't play the bite because I'm in it, because I'm in everything. That's not why I did it. Although I do find it fat. People who liked Ford Motor or Rush Limbaugh more conventional. That's good. That's good, isn't it? I mean, for now, I mean, I'm glad I'm not unconventional. If you're from an art company, well, they can find unconventional. That's the point. There's the conventional, there's the unconventional, there's the risque, there's the risk taker. People that are organized, people are spontaneous. But the point is, it's what this guy says it means. And you'll never know. No, you'll never know why you're hired or not. You will never know. You'll never know. For example, you might not get hired because you put down you like Lady Gaga. And that might tell the employer X, Y, and Z about you that he doesn't want to deal with. And you'll never know. I warned everybody about this. I warned everybody, this quest for fame, this desire for everybody to know everything about them.